Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Zayin Amabez. We're holding on Zayin Amabez, seven lines from the top, Elis Akadai Techamina. So says the Gemara, the reason why I need a Leha to teach us that a person is not allowed to do Yibam with Achis Isha, with an Erva, even though, why would I think he's allowed to? Why would I think that Yibam would override the Isser of Arayis? Says the Gemara, Elis Akadai Techamina, Tasi B'mametzinu Me'eshesach. I would have thought to say that you could learn out from Eishesach, the standard case of Yibum. Every standard case of Yibum is an Erva. It's a person's brother's wife. She's an Erva of Eishesach. And still the Torah says it's Mutter. So I would have said, Ma Eishesach Miavma, Afarizishim Tisyavim. So I would have said to learn out from Eishesach, that just like Eishesach, there's a heter to do Yibum, even though she's an Erva. So to Achizisha, and that's why I need Aleha. Says the Gemara Midami, could you really just learn it out with the Mamitzinu from Eishesach? Hasam Chani Sura. By a standard case of Yibum, Reuven's married to Rachel, and Reuven dies without any kids, so now Rachel falls to Shimon. It's true there's an Erva called Eishesach, and Rachel's technically Usser to Shimon, and the Torah is saying that it's Mutter, but that, in that case, is only one Isser. But Acha Trei Isuri, in a scenario where Shimon is married to Leah, he's married to Rachel's sister, so when Reuven dies without kids and Rachel falls to Shimon, she's Usser for two reasons. She's Eishesach, and she's also Achis Isha. So it's two Isurim. How could you learn out that just because there's a Heter to do Yibam with Eishesach, when there's only one Isser, that who adin there'll be a heter to do it when there's two Isurim? How can you just say a mamitzinu like that? So says the Gemara, because ma'u detema hayov ishtri. Because I could have understood that once the Torah gave a heter, even when there's only one Isser, so once I have the heter, so then the heter keeps going even when there's two Isurim. That's the yisoid of hayov ishtri. We not tamer damrin hayov ishtri. Where do you ever find such a thing, such a concept that we say hayov ishtri? The Tanya, like we learned in the Raisa. The halacha is that a mitzvah on this eighth day, in the morning, so he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, one of the karbanos he brings is the karban asham, and the kohen takes on the dam of the asham, and he sprinkles it onto the thumbs of the right thumb and the right big toe of the mitzvah. That's what he does on the eighth day. Now, he's not allowed to go into the Azara completely, at least, because he's still a Mechusar Kippurim, so he have kares for him to go into the Azara. He can't take the dam out, because that would be possible, be a tzul of yaitzeh. So what he does is he stands by the shar niknar, and the kohen, he sticks his finger, and he sticks his toe into the azara, and the kohen like that, he sprinkles it onto him. So now, mitzayra shechal shmini shaloi be'erev ha-pesach, if you have a mitzayra, that is eighth day falls out on erev pesach, so far there's nothing wrong, so he'll do the whole tahara, he'll finish up this tahara process, and he'll go and he'll bring his carbon pesach. But over here, something came up. And then on that day, on the eighth day, he sees Kari, and Vitaval goes to the mikvah, but Lamaisa, he's still a Tful Yoim, and the Tful Yoim is not allowed to go anywhere on Tahara Bayis, so he can't even get to Shar Niknor to stick his thumbs through the gate. He's not allowed to go on Tahara Bayis. But he has to bring Karban Pesach. So what should he do? So Amru Chachamim, Afa Pishin Tful Yoim Acha Nichnas, even though generally a Tful Yoim is not allowed to go on Tahara Bayis, then Nichnas, we give a special heter for this Tful Yoim, because Mutav Shiava Yasei Sheesh Bakaris, Vidcha Yasei Sheim Bakaris. Let the Yasei Sheesh Bakaris of Karban Pesach go and knock out the Yasei that doesn't have Karis, the Yasei of Yishalchum and Amachna, the Yasei, the Isra Yasei for a Tful Yoim to be on the Tahara Bayis. Now, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, explained that Vartaira afilu asei laspe. Really, midaraisa, it's not even asei. It's only nisa derabanan. How do I know it's not a daraisa? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yamig yoyishavet b'kal yudel v'nei achatzer achadasha. Now, my chatzer achadasha, what does it mean? He was by the chatzer achadasha, referring to Harabayis. So, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan explained, shechidshu badvarim. He was mechadish. He made a new takana. Va'amru, and they said that tful yoim will yikanes l'machin elavia. That tful yoim is not allowed to go into Harabayis. He's not allowed to go into machin elavia. So it's only really nisa derabanan. So kol shekain that the asay of Pesach will override that iser. Now, Va'amru Ula explained that matam. We still have to explain more, because the ma'isa, we're not just letting him go into Harabayis, we're letting him stick his thumb and stick his big toe into the Azara through the Shar Niknar. Now that's a Chi of Kares. So how are we allowed to do that? Bishlama mitzayra. Fine, the Torah said that's part of his tower process, is that he sticks his thumb, he sticks his big toe into the azara. That's the process. Fine. But now you're going to give this heter also and extend it to also to the tumah of tful yayim. How are you allowed to do that? So we'll explain the matam. How are we allowed to do this? Because hayav huter l'tzaratoy, huter l'kiryoy. It's this yisayid of hayav history. Once the Torah gave him a heter to go into the azara, b'miksas at least, and to stick his thumb, stick his big toe into the azara, so then we're allowed to then say and extend that heter to even a scenario where he's tummy for a different reason as well, where he's also a tful yayim. Because hayav history, once the Torah gave the heter for him, so we could extend it now to carry. So to Bayibam, it's true that Achis Isha carries two Isurim, because every Achis Isha is also Eishes Ach, and in scenarios of Yibam, she's Eishes Ach and also Achis Isha. We could still learn out from Eishes Ach that it's Mutter, and even though it's two Isurim, but Hayov Ishtri, once the Torah gave a Heter to do Yibam with an Eishes Ach, so we could say that the Heter applies even when she's Aser for a different reason as well, even when she's an Achis Isha. However, as the Gemara midami l'du'ula, is our case of Yibam really similar to Ula's scenario? So Bishlama, in a case where Reuven, the brother who died, he got married first. He married Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah. Shimon married Rachel's sister. So then you could say the Migud Ishtri, Isra Eishes Ach, Ishtri Nami Achis Isha. So it comes out that the Isra Eishes Ach was Chal first, because Reuven got married first. So Rachel was first in Eishes Ach to Shimon, and then she was in Achis Isha. So fine, then it would be similar to the case of Tzaras, where first he was a Mitzayra, and then he became a Balkari. But we say Ahel Vishtri Ishtri. El Nasa Chai V'Acher Kach Nasa Meiz. But if Shimon got married first, so then Achis Isha Kadim, it comes out that Rachel was first in Achis Isha. First she was Shimon's sister-in-law, and only afterwards she became an Eishes Ach. She became Reuven's wife. So that's not comparable to Ula's case, and therefore you shouldn't need a pasuk. Vafilu Nasa Meis Nami. And even really when Reuven gets married first, Teina Chaychad Nasa Meis Umeis V'Acher Nasa Chai. Bishlam, in a case where Reuven got married to Rachel and then died, so Rachel now has a heter to do Yibam, and then Shimon married Leah. So you could say the Havilei the Beni Beni, the Chazilei the Beni Beni, because being that Rachel was fit in between before Shimon married Leah, so once she got the heter to do Yibam, we could say Hayov Ishtri Ishtri El Nasa Meis V'Loi Meis V'Achach Nasa Chai. But if Reuven got married and then Shimon got married before Reuven died, so then Rachel at that point she's Ishes Ach and she's also Achis Isha, she never had a heter, so then Leichazir Leklau, so she never became fit for Shimon, because as soon as Reuven died, she had two shame issers. She was Eishes Ach and also Achis Isha. There's no Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. Milei Maidi Ula, that would be like a case that Lechayra Ula would be Maidi and that it's not okay. That would be like Shemra Keri Beleil Shmini, if the Mitzayra on the night of the 8th would see Keri, Sheim Machnes Yadav Lebahinais, so then even Ula would agree, we do not allow him to go and stick his thumb through the azara, shelo yatsa b'shah shiroyu lahavi b'karban, because he never had a time that he was actually got the heter, that the heter was chal b'payo to go into the azara, because he could only go into the azara on the 8th day in the morning, and already at that point he already had tumas keri. So in such a case, the chayr ulu would be made that we don't say all of history. So to bayibam, in a case that Reuven got married and Shimon got married before Reuven died, the chayr there's no all of history. But says the gemara, it's only one case where it's really Hayov Ishtri applies, and that's in the case where Reuven got married to Rachel and then died, so Rachel now has a heter to do Yibam to Shimon, and then Shimon married Leah, so then you would say Hayov Ishtri, there would be a svar to say Hayov Ishtri. That would be the only case that we would have a svar to say Hayov Ishtri, and that's the case, but that's why I need a Leah. That's why I need the drush of Aleha to teach us that even in such a case, Shimon is not allowed to do Yibam. Yibam is not Daicha the Isra of Arayis, but the Havamina, we want to know what would be the Havamina, that it would be Daicha, it was Hayov Ishtri Ishtri, but Kamash Mulan Aleha, that he's not allowed to do Yibam.